It is my pleasure to send greetings to the first session of the 2023 Group of Governmental Experts on Emerging Technologies in the Area of Lethal Autonomous Weapons Systems, or LAWS. Let me begin by congratulating Ambassador Flavio Soares D'Amico of Brazil for assuming, once again, the role of chair of the group. I would also like to thank him for his strong commitment to its work. Under his leadership, I am confident you will be able to accomplish your mandated task of intensifying the consideration of proposals and elaborating possible measures on the normative and operational framework of LAWS. Talks within the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, or CCW, have enabled the international community to work towards building a common vision on this topic through the exploration of key concepts and substantive discussions. It is of critical importance that these efforts continue and that they find success given the rapid pace of technological advancement. Distinguished delegates, I share the frustration expressed by many after the outcome of the 2022 sessions of the group. The stagnation we are experiencing is worrying and deeply threatens international human security. That is why I urge all of you to decisively advance the work of the group and to finally turn the many years of fruitful deliberations within the CCW into a tangible outcome. The time for slogans and promises has passed. It is now time to overcome differences and agree on how to achieve a viable international instrument that effectively prohibits autonomous weapon systems that cannot be used in compliance with international humanitarian law and other applicable law. We must establish clear regulations on these weapon systems before they are developed and deployed, in view of the foreseeable risks that they pose to civilians and combatants. We must also remember that there are many more risks that we cannot foresee. Accordingly, it remains imperative for the group to continue to conduct its work in an inclusive manner and take into account the views of all stakeholders, including those of civil society. The Secretary General has emphasized on numerous occasions the need to tackle the threat posed by LAWS that can select and engage targets without human intervention. He has warned about the serious humanitarian, legal, and ethical concerns posed by these systems. In the light of current technological developments, his repeated calls for measures to maintain human control over the use of force are more relevant than ever and compels us to act. I truly hope that you will be able to heed the Secretary General's call and make substantive progress. These last years, through instrumental discussions, you succeeded in developing a shared understanding and convergence on key issues, notably the centrality of the human element. We now have everything required to make this group and the CCW an inspiration in the disarmament community and to concrete actions. Let us work together to ensure a constructive engagement and dialogue for the 2023 sessions of the group and to create momentum for progress. My office stands ready to support you to reach this goal. I thank you for your attention and wish you productive discussions.